HideBenSwan.com. So who are they? Well, they are state legislators in states all over the country. Tennessee, Maryland, Arizona, and now even Utah, where the single largest NSA data collection entity is located. Now remember I told you about this idea a couple of months ago. The idea is pretty simple, and it comes from the 10th Amendment Center. States don't have to wait for Washington to act on the NSA because Washington isn't going to. Instead, create some state laws that block the NSA from using water and electricity in these states for their facilities. Well, some people said those ideas were ridiculous. And yet, there is legislation moving forward across the country to make this happen. I'll explain how it works after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. In 1975, Senator Frank Church warned that the power of the NSA could enable, quote, total tyranny, end quote. He recommended that Congress should limit the agency's power, but Congress hasn't. We all know that. But there are some brave state legislators who are attempting to do just that. A new bill introduced by State Rep. Mark Roberts seeks to do exactly that. The legislation, organized by the 10th Amendment Center and the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, called Off Now Coalition, well, the Utah Fourth Amendment Protection Act expressly prohibits state material support, participation, and assistance to any federal agency that collects electronic data or metadata without a search warrant, quote, that particularly describes the person, the place, and the thing to be searched and seized, end quote. Now, it's not going to be an easy fight, but in Utah, this would be a big one. As I told you, the NSA's Utah facility uses 1.7 million gallons of water a day. By blocking that water, the facility is done for. But remember, Utah can't do this alone. 10th Amendment Center's Michael Bolden says that other states need to join the push, even those without NSA facilities. He calls it essential. And it is. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty design features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on Friday, as we go into the third hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you haven't heard about it, the BattleComp/Lock and Load promo is in full swing. To participate in it, if you have a weapon, a long gun, they don't make them for short guns, handguns. If you want a battle comp, here's how you can do it. And it ends up costing you nothing at the end of the day. Go to the Honor Brian Terry Foundation, make a $100 donation. Send me via email the copy of your receipt, your address, and which gun you need a battle comp for, which battle comp you want for your gun. I forward that to battle comp. They send you a battle comp, but it's going to be quite unique. There's only going to be 25 of these out there in circulation. It's going to have my logo on it instead of the battle comp logo. Even I won't have one of these. You'll have one up on me when it comes to that. So this tax-deductible donation gets you something that might cost anywhere from $159 to $229, depending on which one you get. All product lines are open. There's 23 left. If you're looking to add something that's going to change the entire shooting characteristic of your weapon, Battle Comp is the way to go. I am a veteran. So is my operator today, Recon. We're both veterans, okay? I don't know, Recon, are you, and you can just type it to me. Are you a part, do you take part in the VA? Do you have any VA benefits going on? Apparently, when you join, or if you apply, okay, he's in the VA system, so I'm worried about you, Recon. There's a letter going out from the VA. Dear so-and-so, the whichever medical center you go to is extending the opportunity to request free gun locks to the veterans we serve. We are providing this opportunity because as your partner in healthcare, we are committed to keeping you and your family safe. If you own a gun, we hope you will request and use a gun lock. As a veteran, you already know the importance of firearm safety. We encourage you to talk about gun safety with family members, loved ones, and close friends. If you would like four free gun locks for personal use, please indicate how many you would like on the enclosed form, include your name and address, and return the form in the envelope provided. When we receive your request, we will mail the requested number of gun locks to your address that you provide. Thank you for your service to our great nation. We look forward to continuing to partner with you in making decisions about your health. Now, they've already got this little system in play where if you're receiving a disability benefit, and they decide that you're not using it correctly, they appoint a fiduciary in charge of your VA benefit. And they also put you on the NICS system as being unable to buy a gun. Now, that will keep you from buying new guns, but it does nothing about the guns you already own.
at least in the mechanics of it all. I have heard no data where once somebody gets on that list that they go looking and searching his house and pulling guns out of his house. Although that could very well be happening. If you participate in this program and you get one or two or three or four gun logs and you give them your address, then they know that you have one or two or three or four guns. If you ask for four, they're probably going to opine that you have more than four guns. So, this is sort of coercion. You're out there admitting that you have guns and you want a gun lock for them. Every gun you buy comes with a gun lock. You don't need to get a free gun lock from anybody. They all come with a gun lock. Every gun comes with a gun lock. Some of them come with two. If you have a hard case that they come in now, like Glock or STI or Springfield or Smith & Wesson, it might come with a lock for the case so you can travel and be TSA compliant. But they all come with gun locks, so why would you need to ask for a gun lock? Unless you want to provide them information that you own it up to four guns, a minimum of four guns, and give them your address and tell them where they are. What they're doing to the veterans of this country, I need to go. I want to go and get in the VA system. They owe me. But I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. It's not happening. They are committing malfeasance. The Veterans Administration benefit is supposed to cover exactly what it covers and nothing more. There's not supposed to be any societal engineering built into it. When I threw my hand up and they told me that I was going to get this and that and this and that as a benefit to my military service, they put no caveats to it. They didn't tell me that when I entered my middle age, that if I decided to take part in it, that I was essentially going to be handing over a lot of decisions for my life. They don't need to have this kind of power. I'm going to be looking around to figure out who has oversight over this, over these folks. Not within, I'm sure the DOD has oversight with them first, but those are a bunch of appointees and military cats that, you know, they got their job, they like their job, they like working at the Pentagon. I want to find out which congressional, and I would imagine it would be the House Oversight Committee, but I'm not sure. But whoever it is, I'm going to find out, because this is also something that needs to stop. If you're a military veteran, okay, if you're a military veteran, you go to some far-flung land and you deal with the horrific circumstances that come along in combat, and you want to go get treatment for PTSD, or if you want to go get treatment because you can't sleep, or if you have a leg blown off and you need to learn how to walk on that new space-age leg or whatever, you should not have any other liabilities to the government. They should not be able to take advantage of that which they put on you. I mean, I look at this little thing they're doing here. This is comparative to the ATF stings to me. Where the ATF goes out and creates crime, where there is no crime. Hey, dude, you want to go raid that, you want to go rob that drug stash house? 25 keys of cocaine in there. No, man, that's not what I'm about. You know, I steal bicycles. The 25 keys of cocaine, do you know how much that's worth? Well, it would take me a long time to rob that many bicycles. There you go. Then when they break into the house, they're like, put your hands against the wall. Undercover. ATF. They're creating criminals. Now, what these guys are doing is different. To send somebody to combat in the modern age and have them return without PTSD of some sort to some level is means you sent a sociopath into war. And right now, if you're a vet and you just got back and you're 26 years old, if you seek psychological counseling and that doctor declares that you have PTSD, then the authorities at that point confiscate your weapons. There's a reason for that. Okay, there's a reason for that. If the government does decide to go rogue on us, who do you think is going to fight them the hardest that knows how to do what they're going to, what's going to have to be done? It's going to be the vets. It'll be the veterans. They want to disarm the citizenry. Oh, yes. And they know who they need to start with, and that's the veterans. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Everybody remembers Norman Rockwell, right? With Boy Scouts when you were a Boy Scout. Those marksmanship programs. Or, you know, when you were a kid, learning how to shoot a gun was a rite of growing up. Somewhere or another. Maybe it was 4-H. They used to teach that in 4-H in school. Or JROTC. Or there was always something in school, some way, somehow, when I was in school anyway, to where if you wanted to shoot a gun, there was a way for you to shoot a gun under adult supervision. My adult supervision was my grandpa, but I didn't take part in any of those programs in school. Isn't it too bad that we don't do that anymore? Oh, but wait! In Pueblo County, Colorado, bucking the anti-gun trend, school officials recently approved a field trip for middle school students to a local shooting range where they learned about gun safety and how to properly handle a firearm. Project Appleseed was there to provide the instruction. They are a activity of the Revolutionary War Veterans Association. They were brought in to instruct students, all of whom fired at the range with live ammo. That trip was scheduled shortly after students learned about the Revolutionary War in their classrooms. Appleseed instructor Elizabeth Blackwood told KRDO, "We've never been allowed to bring actual real firearms into a school until this week. This is a very big deal. We had them touching firearms, holding them, and learning about how to handle them safely." The money quote from student Jonah Statsny, who went on the trip, "I think everyone should learn how to use a gun, but learn how to use it properly and the precautions you're supposed to take and how serious a gun really is." This is coming from a child. This is a well-rounded education. The epitome of it. And this is in Colorado. Oh, yeah. Home of Governor O'Malley. John Morse. Angela Giron. Evy Hudak. Yep, this happening in Detroit. In Colorado. This isn't making the news right now, but at this particular time, Senator Dianne Frankenfeinstein is circulating a letter, once again calling on a ban on semi-automatic rifles and asking for President Barack Obama to keep his State of the Union promise to make 2014 a year of action. And she's going after the imported firearms. She says, "In recent years, importers of firearms have taken advantage of ATF's interpretation of the sporting purposes test to evade the import ban." Now, this is coming from the Gun Control Act of 1968, which prohibits the importation of firearms that are not generally recognized as particularly suitable for or readily adaptable to sporting purposes. She claims that in recent years, firearms importers have taken advantage of ATF's interpretation of sporting purposes to circumvent the ban. What's up, DiCorzo? Oh, it's Hickenlooper, that's right. I said O'Malley. Hickenlooper, that's who's in Colorado. Thanks, guys. The ninjas keep me straight. I see guys running three-gun matches with AKs all the time. Now, I don't know how well they do, but they run them. Although, now, some of these guns that are coming over that are imported are designed solely for civilians. And she recognizes this, and that they've never been manufactured or used by any standing army. But she still maintains that many semi-automatic firearms on the market today do not have a military origin, but are modeled closely after military firearms. Guess what, Diane? If they have a barrel, they're all modeled after military firearms. That's the common thing they all have. Has she ever mentioned the Saiga shotgun? I've never heard her mention that, but, I mean, that doesn't have a pistol grip. It looks like a regular shotgun. It just has a magazine feeding it. Oh, that's right. It's bad, though. I don't know too many people that actually run them that way. They always modify them and, you know, run the trigger group forward, put on a pistol grip, make it look more like an AK. To justify the ban, she cited a study for the Center for Public Integrity and expressed concern regarding international gun running. She wrote, 700 Romanian AK-47 variant rifles were identified in 134 federal gun trafficking prosecutions involving illegal smuggling from the United States to Mexico and other Latin American countries. Sort of sounds like Fast and Furious to me. I don't know what she's... I certainly didn't hear about that, because they would be trumpeting that right now. They would be trumpeting that. That's where that 90% figure comes from, by the way. Her ban this time would target attributes like thumb holsters and semi-automatic rifles with fixed magazines with a capacity of more than 10 rounds. Like ART, for example, the SK... Well, I don't know if the SKS has 10 or more rounds. Oh, it does. It does hold 10. That would prohibit tube-fed 22 long rifle. Additionally, rifles and assault pistols capable of accommodating detachable magazines with a capacity in excess of 10 rounds would be banned regardless of the military pedigree of the firearm or the configuration of the firearm's magazine well. Her letter does not appear on her Senate.gov page, where constituents can view her positions. If you want to see the letter, however, you can go to thedailycaller.com. You can see it there. And I'm not going to read it to you. She cites, she throws numbers out there. 2.96 million rifles and handguns were reported into the United States in 2009. That's because people are buying them more. Gun ownership is going up. There you go, Feinstein. What she wants him to do, I pretty much already said as I'm reading from her letter. She wants to prohibit the practice of importing assault rifles in parts and then constructing the rifles once they're in the United States by adding the requisite number of American-made parts. That's quite veiled now, isn't it? That means the AK-47 goes away altogether. I don't know I've never owned a gun with a thumb hole stock. Does that make it more deadly? She's always going after the thumb hole stock for some reason. And what in the name of God is an assault pistol? Does that mean that CZ and Glock and SIG and H&K, they all got to go away too? An assault pistol. I'm always puzzled about that thumb hole stock, though. I just didn't know that made them that dangerous. I'm going to get a drill and drill a thumb hole into every gun I own, because my eyes are getting bad. Sometimes I don't see the target, you know what I'm saying? But if I put the thumb hole stock in, boy, that's going to make me bad. And I just can't wait to be B-A-D-D. Well, don't drill a hole in the stock, Art, whatever you do. Art's got an original stock on his SKS. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Pay shoving from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I have a request for a segment of you out there. Any hunters out there listening? Because I have a request of you. Don't be a FUD. Is everybody familiar with that? Let's go to the phones. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, are you a FUD?
I don't even know what it means, and I hope I'm not.
I know you called in for something completely different, but I'll tell you what a FUD is. A FUD is a casual gun owner who only hunts, and he looks at me because I have Glocks and ARs as somebody to scorn, and they don't care if my guns get taken away as long as they get to keep their hunting guns. But anyway, what were you calling for, sir?
Oh, I was clowning around a couple weeks ago, and I stumbled across a YouTube video of a chairman of a hearing on gun control talking to some nitwit congresswoman or senator woman, whatever you want to call her. And in her bill, she had written something about a barrel cover. Any gun with a barrel cover should be deemed illegal or taken off.
Shroud?
You know, it wasn't called a shroud. She simply listed it as a barrel cover. Three times this guy questioned her, what is a barrel cover? And she went on with excuses and this and that. And then finally, the third time, she goes, I have no idea. And he just turned to her and he says, Well, seeing that you were the only author of this legislation, don't you think it's a little strange that you would put something in there that you don't even know anything about?
That's because they're all parrots. She wasn't even. She's not even a parrot that pays attention. She couldn't get it right.
Well, I just thought it was unique. I wish I could find the guy's name and the goofy congresswoman. I mean, some of these people, when they offer this stuff up, I mean, how many mistakes are people allowed to make?
And these not referring to an interview between Tucker Carlson and Representative Carolyn McCarthy, are you?
You know,
but
that
she was calling. She was calling it. She was calling it a barrel shroud.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you're talking about a different instance, but Tucker Carlson, she was talking about, you know, guns with barrel shrouds, they need to be banned, and he's like, what is a barrel shroud? And she hemmed and hawed around about it, and what she thought she was describing was a telescopic buttstock.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's a thing that goes up on your shoulder.
yeah, okay. Well, unless she holds the gun backwards or something, maybe she was figuring it that way.
Well, I don't know if a barrel shroud would help her at all if she pulls a trigger when she's holding it backwards. I don't know if heat transference is going to matter to her.
Well, you know what's kind of weird is about a year ago, I was talking to my cousin, who is a Navy veteran, Vietnam Navy veteran, and I was talking to him about, you know, these so-called assault rifles and everything, and he was all for the government taking those away. What do you need those for? You can't hunt with them. All because he was blinded by Biden coming out and saying, you don't need an AR-15 to go hunting, and you don't need a semi-automatic. You don't need large magazines to go hunting. And I told him, I said, hey, wait a minute, you were in the Navy. I said, didn't you swear a constitutional oath? I said, you know, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Didn't you see that in the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights? I said, that's what you swore an oath to. I said, it said nothing about hunting or rabbit hunting or squirrel hunting or shooting varmints or something like that or feeding yourself. It's for when a government goes bad. You know that, right? And he says, well, that would never happen here. Are you sure?
Happening right now.
It's been happening. It's been happening since, well, if you listen to the guys after your show, you'll find out it's been happening all the way back to about 1865. So.
Sure. Okay. Was he out of Illinois, too?
He is about a mile away from me, yeah. So
but in Illinois.
Born and raised here, yeah.
You know, I look at people in states like Illinois and New York, and I guess maybe now New Jersey and Connecticut, Maryland. And if they were to go to a state like Arizona, they would go into shock. They'd have to have therapy. Because they'll be happy because they found out they can buy a gun without jumping through a flaming hoop. But then they're going to get, when they get it, the first thing they're going to say is, okay, where do I go register it? Well, you don't have to register it. Really? Well, where do I go register it to carry it? Well, you don't have to do that either in Arizona. Really? They're going to be going into shock.
Hey, Bill, I got to be honest with you. About 8 years ago, I was asked by a buddy of mine. His father-in-law passed away, and we needed to go down there and pack up his stuff and send it back.
Right.
So we flew down, and we packaged it all up and everything. And while we were down there, I happened to see a guy get out of his vehicle. He was going to walk into a bank, and he had like a six-shooter strapped to his hip. And I'm looking at this, and I says, hey, wow, what the heck? And then I started seeing more. Now, this was before I was awake, and I owned a weapon or anything else like that or a gun. And I thought it was a little bit strange, but I didn't panic. I didn't wet myself. I didn't pass out. I didn't call 911 and say, I seen a guy with a gun. No, I just took it at stride. The guy comes out with some papers in his hand, he gets back in his car, and he drives away. Well, I guess he didn't rob the bank, you know? So, yeah, it's a little strange when you see it for the first time and you're unaware. But, hey, man, thanks again for taking my call. Be blessed. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jerry. Stay safe. John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Mentioned about the adding U.S.-made parts to AKs, for example.
I don't remember what isn't that some sort of title? What is it, Title 9 or something?
No, it's called a 922R compliant.
There you go. I knew it was something like that.
Once again, being a builder, you know, I have to conform to this. And basically, you have to have X number of parts, and it can range from 6 to 9 parts that are 922 compliant based on the model of the weapon. And but it's stuff like a barrel extension, fake suppressor, U.S.-made barrel, trigger grouping, gas pistons, muzzle brakes, you know, that kind of stuff, handguards, magazines, like a magazine counts for 2 or 3 compliant parts. It was just something to make it a little more difficult that, like, if a gun came in from Romania, you'd have to, like, you know, maybe change out some parts, add some U.S. parts to it.
Is this why all AKs that come from out of overseas have that TAPCO trigger in them?
Probably.
Yes, sir.
Because that counts as three parts, you know. You get the TAPCO trigger. You might have the bolt carrier system. You know, and then the magazine. That's 7 parts right there. And maybe add a brake to the front of it, and you're compliant.
Let me ask you a question, and this is purely about opinion here. Why is it, I've had 2 Romanian Wassers, and one reason I don't have AKs is because invariably the first one always comes with at least one of the sights canted, if not both. Why don't they replace those?
Because you have to press them on and off the barrel, and it's a pain in the tuchus to some of these guys. I mean, it's easy enough to replace, and there are replacement sights all over the place. I mean, you know, I think I sent you a picture yesterday of what I use, which is a Chinese hooded front sight that I've put in a crosshair post inside the hooded shroud, inside the hooded sight, so that it gives it some protection.
I've always wondered about that compliance, but I wish they would replace the things that need to be replacing and not just something that is easy to do. But, you know, that's just me, John.
Look too rough for stuff. I mean, Phil, come on. Who's writing stuff?
Well, the ATF, I guess, or somebody that's beholden to the ATF and they implement it, or some bureaucrat.
Yeah, there might be a little industry push in there, too.
Well, now, you know, I hadn't thought about that. I had not thought about that. I guess that could be a very good possibility.
And, you know, the secondary market guys, you know, they're going to push to have their product put on.
The AK accessory market. You hang on, John. Last time this week, I give it back to RBN on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
My church runs me out of town.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and super male plaques. Colon enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag vitamin D. MSM sulfur capsules. And elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. As we get ready to go away, call it a week, on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, talking to John in Austin, who I'm almost certain, because he builds AKs, he is not a FUD. You're not a FUD, are you, John?
No, not in any paper form.
Okay. I just don't want people to be FUDs. Gun owners should not be FUDs. Anyway. We were talking about the AKs and everything, and we were talking about the 9.2 compliance, or whatever it was called.
922.
Now, I'm just waiting to see. I'm waiting for there to be a legislative session where Dianne Feinstein does not introduce a semi-automatic ban.
Yeah. You know what gets me, Bill?
What's that?
To affect me in Texas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Dianne Feinstein gets out there and says, you guys don't know what it's like. I've seen dead bodies that have just been shot. But everybody that she has seen that has just been shot was killed with a revolver. Harvey Milk and that mayor that got killed, they weren't killed with an AR-15. They were killed with a revolver.
Yeah.
So what's her deal with the semi-automatics? And what?
Hang around, shot bodies. What? She ordered them killed or what?
I don't know. She was there. She was traumatized. But I'm really trying to figure out what an assault pistol is. Isn't that every gun that's a handgun that has a barrel?
Yeah. Or a good sturdy buttstock so I can, like, assault you and beat you around the head with it.
Sure. But that you can have an assault mailbox in that case.
Yeah, I mean, give you a good Texas pistol weapon.
Yeah.
You know, don't want to waste any bullets on you.
Well, in answer to your question, John, she knows better than you, and she wants to take care of you. So in the name of public safety and making sure you stay safe, she wants to disarm you.
The only thing she could counsel me on is ugly.
She does employ the Grecian formula really good, though, you got to admit.
You could probably get a tip or two from there.
Yes.
I swear, these people, you know, they should deal well. First of all, we should go to D.C. and take these people out for an afternoon of high colonic and, frontal lobotomy. It would really help. Second, anybody who's got to get in the morning, right, and have a hot Dr. Pepper enema to get started should not be in politics.
We'll have to talk about that another time.
put it in a medical term, they have we need to change it out over there. I mean, it's the same old crew. You know, 2016's coming up. What are they doing? They're pushing the same old riff-raff scum at us.
I know.
Vote for them. Why? I don't like them. Don't you have another crew you can select from?
These guys are... They trip on power all the time, John. They like having that power. John McCain, how old is he? He's going to run again.
These people aren't like us.
Say what now?
They're not. I mean, I knew a guy. He was John Cornyn. He was attorney general here. When he was a great attorney general, I really liked him. And I traveled with him down to Mexico on a conference and got to know him a bit. And great guy. Great guy. He used to go shooting with our commission guys. Great guy. Becomes a senator. Doesn't even know I exist.
That beltway is seductive. John, I got them stacking up. Let me let you go. You stay safe and thanks for the call.
If you can't be safe, be deadly.
There you go. That works for me too. Art. Off the grid. Where are you? How you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going?
I know you can't tell me where you are. That defeats the whole off-the-grid purpose, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Talking about these gun-grabbing nut jobs, watched a video yesterday. This is hilarious. If you guys haven't seen this, go to YouTube and look up a video called Debating a Gun Control Fanatic. Hilarious. This guy is talking about needing, stricter gun control and whatnot. And the guy that's doing the interview, he just baits the guy until finally the guy says, anything that can harm another person should be banned. And I started laughing, and my daughter looks at me and she says, what's so funny? I said, I can kill you with a piece of paper, with a sheet of paper. We're going to ban paper?
Kill somebody with a magazine.
Yeah,
not a weapon magazine like Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I tell people when they start talking about anything that can cause severe bodily harm or detriment to another person's body or blah, 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 and I'm like, then empty out 80% of your house because 80% of what's in your house can be used as a weapon, fool. I can kill you with a bobby pin, for crying out loud. It only
that means
takes
we have to get rid of cars, and we have to get rid of in-ground pools, and what else? What else?
Let me think of something.
We can't eat with knives and forks anymore.
No
spoons. We can't cook with heat anymore.
Nope.
If we live indoors, it might burn down around us and kill us. We can't live indoors anymore.
Nope. Have to move into caves. They can't burn down.
I can't use reusable grocery bags anymore because they're made with lead.
Yeah. No trash bags because you can suffocate.
Sure.
I mean, just this is how stupid these people are.
So it's basically, like he wants us to go back to being Cro-Magnons.
Well, I wouldn't really have much of a complaint there.
Okay.
Well, everybody calls me a Neanderthal anyway because of the way I live, so...
Oh, no, you're much more advanced than that. You're at least a Cro-Magnon.
Well, I do live in a camper, so, you know...
Well, then you would be a upscale elite Cro-Magnon.
Yes.
There you go.
Living high on the hog,
high
as they
society
say.
Cro-Magnon.
Yes, yes. I'd be one of the upper class.
Your deer is cut into little bite-sized morsels with a toothpick in it.
Yeah, right. These people, I tell you, man, you know, every time I hear gun control, it's like, look, folks, gun control is a good eye, a steady hand, and a well-placed round. Stops crime every time.
Every time.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Thank you, sir. Upscale Neanderthal. Cro-Magnon is what that's what they're calling in the chat room. Hey, before I go, I got to mention this dirtbag. Okay, I am a gun owner, but I am a dog lover. And some fool the other day, where was this? In Maryland, of all places, saw a dog that was apparently headed to her daughter's daycare because the dog would go there and meet and play with the kids, and this guy shot the dog twice and then posed for a selfie with the dead dog. Now, I will sit here all day and tell you that there are some people that everybody should have be able to own a gun to keep the government at bay, but there are some people that have no business owning anything that could harm anything else because they are sadistic. And this guy right here, what's his name? Kenny Woodburn, 29. Dog was just walking towards the daycare center and then crossed into the barrier of this guy's backyard. And the guy shot this dog in the back. So there's your gun owner that deserves to be beaten. Posing for a selfie with somebody's dead family member, because my dogs are family members too. Folks, that is a wrap for the week. We will re-engage on Monday. Remember this, keep it close to you. It's never been about gun control, ever. It has always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.